I am going to share a story with you that I haven't really shared with anyone yet. I've talked to people about it, but I haven't really gone in depth to the whole story. A couple weeks ago, I was doing a clinical shift at Ventura County Medical Center. I'm trained to be an EMT, so I was there doing a clinical, and about 15 minutes into a five-hour shift, we got a call over the PA system that a code yellow was coming in. And a code yellow is a trauma. What we didn't know is when the paramedics got there, it was a four-year-old girl who had been hit by a car. And it was my job to help her breathe because she couldn't do it on her own. So until I was relieved, which seemed like forever, it took a very long time for me to be relieved, it was my job to push air into her lungs, and it struck me how alone I felt while I was doing it. It struck me that my hand was the size of her face and that she might not get to finish her life. But what struck me more than that was when I left the room, her mother was standing outside, and she was way more devastated than I could ever be. Incredible loss and tragedy causes a feeling of complete abandonment and loneliness in all human beings. It's prominent in our culture. We see it in movies, we see it in music, we read about it in books, and it almost fascinates us. It's the same feeling that makes children so very alone when they're alone in the dark. It's what scares them. And what's sad is everyone has to go through this feeling of loss at some time in their life. Everybody's going to lose something. Everybody's going to lose someone. And it's just something you have to come to terms with eventually. Everybody deals with it in a different way. There's unhealthy things that we can rely on. There's addictions, there's alcohol, there's drugs. There's anything that can take your mind off it without dealing with it. And then there's our healthy outlets as well. We have our family and we have our loved ones who we can rely on and talk through a situation. We can help each other deal with things. And so when I went home that night, I cried a little bit. And then I prayed a lot. And that's because we have the most reliable listener that anybody could ever hope for. And we can go to him at any time we would like to. Let's turn to Psalm 34, verses 17 through 19. Psalm 34, verses 17 through 19 says, "The righteous cry, and Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all of them." God is there for us whenever it is that we need him. He says, "Many are our afflictions, but he will deliver us from all of them if we go to him." It says, if we cry unto him. We know our trials in this life will be many. We know that there won't be a day that goes by where we're not having a hard time. There are some days that are easier than others, admittedly, but we'll always have temptations and afflictions. We know we'll never be tested beyond what we can handle. That's told to us in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It says, we will never be tried beyond what we can handle. But when we are feeling weak and when we are feeling down and alone, we can go to God in prayer. We can go to him. Philippians 6, or 4, verses 6 through 7. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. I find that comforting, that it says that our hearts and minds will be kept. We see in our readings today, it was Judges 6, that Gideon, he was having a hard time. He needed proof from the Lord, so he went to him in prayer. And he said, Lord, please take this fleece and make nothing around it wet, but make the fleece only wet. And that's what happened. And Gideon was still not sure. Gideon was still having a hard time. And he said, please, Lord, do it again, except this time, make only the fleece dry. And again, the Lord did it for him, because that's what Gideon needed. Gideon needed somebody to help reassure him. Isaiah 25, verse 8. Isaiah 25, verse 8 says, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. God is happy to help us. He is happy to take our afflictions. Psalms 55, verse 22 says, cast your burden upon me. The truth is, we've never really been alone in this world. God has been listening to our prayers since the time of Adam, since the time of Abraham when he was about to sacrifice Isaac, since the time of David when he sinned with Bathsheba and because of it lost his firstborn son, since the time of Esther where she's taken into the king's house and Mordecai sits outside the gate and prays for her every day. Even Stephen, when he's being stoned, prays to the Lord and says, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's always there for us, even in our darkest hours. And the nice thing is, in Hebrews 13, verse 5, it says, I will never leave you or forsake you. He is always there for us to rely on. We have a wonderful example in the comfort of prayer. And we actually have the perfect example in Christ. Christ prays all the time throughout his entire ministry. In Mark 1, verse 35, before picking the 12 apostles, the Lord goes to God in prayer. In Luke 6, verse 12, when he's feeling like he needs a bit of recuperation to regain his bearings, he goes for a bit of alone time. And in Matthew 14, verse 23, after his cousin is killed, Christ goes to God in prayer. It's Christ's way of keeping his strength. Even in his darkest hours, Christ turns to his Father. Let's read Luke 22, verses 39 through 41. Luke chapter 22, 39 through 41. And he came out and went as he wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed. Christ knows that he's about to die. We know that because in the next couple of verses, he asks God to take the burden from him. But he doesn't. He asks that if it is God's will, but only if it is God's will. And we can guarantee that while he was being beaten and while he was being spat on and tried and accused of things that he had not done, there's no doubt in my mind he was praying, because that's who he went to for comfort. And there's no doubt in my mind that while he was on the cross, while he was dealing with dehydration and pains that none of us will ever know, he was praying to God. So, as we sit around these emblems, which are here to remind us of Christ's sacrifice, are here to remind us of what he did for us, we need to remember that through the next week, whenever we are feeling those trials that come down upon us, which we know they're going to happen, whenever we're feeling those, we have people to rely on. We have our family here to go to, and most importantly, we have our Lord to go to in prayer. We have our Lord to seek strength and comfort from.